Urban Boutique, and you are listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, all right, all right. How you feeling, ladies and gentlemen? Good. Hope so. David Ellenbogen here. I am invigorated, electrified, moved. Saw a sublime concert tonight by Blik Bossy. Can't say enough about this incredible musician. He's from Cameroon. Now based in Paris, and the trio he's touring with, the instrumentation is, he's a great guitarist, but he's mostly playing banjo, and the other instruments are cello and trombone, both using quite a bit of effects to create these incredible, rich, luscious soundscapes, and then there's his voice. His voice is a haunting, beautiful, and powerful instrument. And the project is so unique. The project is a tribute to Skip James, a blues musician I strongly recommend you check out. From that same era of Robert Johnson, and although he lived long enough to be in the blues revival and got recorded in the 60s as well. He's got an album called Ako, Blik Bossy that is, back to him, and I strongly recommend, well, you'll hear it. It's beautiful. This is new, super fresh music. It's emotional, it's intelligent, it's sung in a language that is called Bassa, one of 300 languages or so in Cameroon. And we get to sit down and talk to him. So before we get to that, I want to let you know that this podcast is produced with the support of the Rubin Museum of Art. They've got a year of sound exhibits called The World is Sound. Super, super cool. And October 21st is my baby, the Ragas Live Festival, the sixth year of 24 hours of Indian Raga, sweeping through the Indian Samai system, I should know. You could be one of the lucky people to witness some or all of that. It'll be broadcast on WKCR. I don't know, be very special. So let's hear a track from new album Ako by Blik Bossy. And we'll hear a little bit more of that album and sit down and talk with the maestro. You're going to really enjoy this. All right, thanks for listening. Peace. Stage with Blik Bosse after an incredible New York debut at Lincoln Center. Thanks for an amazing show. Thank you. That was amazing.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. So one thing that struck me, I mean, I loved the album, but seeing you live, a couple words came to me. One was fearless, and I felt like you were fearless, one, in just a huge range of sounds that you're using. But then also it seems like how you sing, it seems like your whole body resonates. It doesn't seem like you're second guessing yourself. You're not. So if you think you've achieved that, was it always like that for you? Or do you think, like, when did you start feeling so free as an artist and as a musician, performer?
I started when I was young. I was a singer. The first time I was starting to sing, it was for me. It was like just being a singer was something normal, you know. And it all those things came some years later, because when I understood that being an artist is just being someone free, just being someone is just living without all the border, and also is mean that just using our skills in some other ways, you know. So I was so I started to practice, but also to just do music using my voice, just like in different modes. And when I want to be soft, and when I want to go back to my deep in the forest, and I really feel like I'm living there, you know, on the stage, even I'm on the stage, you know. And I think this really helped me to just sometimes being not crazy, but just being myself. And I can also say that when I'm on stage, I don't belong anymore to me. It's like it's not me, you know. Yes, because I think this is the most difficult thing. It's if to just to cross this border, and after this, you don't really belong to yourself. And it's just I think it's like linking to something else, you know. So yes, for me, it's just actually it's my normal way to do this music. But I can say that I'm practicing a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm practicing my vocal every day, improving it, and because every day I think I really want to sing to be able to just. It's not about techniques. It's really about emotion. Mm-hmm. How the best way to give them, my emotion, the best way to link, like Wi-Fi to some other people, right. You know, to link with the others in the room, linking our Wi-Fi. But for that, I really have to, you know, to improve and really practice to make my Wi-Fi, you know, being that each one can really reach it, you know.
Right, right. Strong signal.
Yeah, exactly. Music, singing is like this for me. Really, just it's like doing a big signal for people to just connect easily. As I'm singing, also in language that really few people just understand. So, if I want to speak to people, so I really have to connect with them directly.
Bai beyeni ikiba sol teba bengere sol abe ayeni balalbe on batenie wantua 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 muriyeni nunua yile. Bye, the soy key. Give me tongue, minan me bon banan. Quehani, Ileni memoni. Quehani, Ilama keba go. Ubani hinda. Koyom ni kwem 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 piye jam jara onge ba mi hoyala kwe ani ilama ni gawo kwe ani ki kwe bengim kuler ilama pen pepen la inge mapubi minyoli pem ipem ni murunam. Thank you.
Yeah, and I guess we should speak about that. I mean, you're very few artists on your level of popularity singing in your language. Maybe you could speak a little bit about why you're choosing to perform almost exclusively in the...
Yeah, there are, today there are some few musicians, artists in Cameroon singing in Bassa, but because we are lucky to have something like 270 different languages, and there is something like when I started with my first band, Makaz, we made something really great. I'm really happy with today is that at this time each young singer just wanted to sing in Douala, because Douala is one of the language in Cameroon what people used to say that it really sounds good, this language, you know, and really close to Lingala in Congo, and every people wanted to sing in these languages. No one wanted to sing in Bamileke, in Bassa, in some others different languages, because people were saying that is not really, it don't really sounds good. And with my first band, Makaz, we were three singers. Everyone was singing in his mother tongue. And at this time, we really started to write differently our language, how to make it sound musically. You know, you have really to you have to work on it, you know, to make it really sounds good. And so today, because of that, today we have a lot of musicians singing in different languages, but it's still small languages, you know. And the problem is that I'm coming from a country where we have French and English, and most of young people today are speaking French or English, because if I'm going with a woman coming from another tribes, if I don't really want to teach the language to my kids at school, they will speak French, in the street speak French, and at home with my girlfriend we're going to speak French. So the kid going to speak French, not any language. So we're going to lose, you know, slowly we're going to lose most of those languages. And today, for example, my grandfather does speak Bassa. So if I was speaking just French and English, it wasn't possible to communicate with my grandfather. That is really, you know, something for me is not possible, because how could you think about transmission? How do you think about, coming back in the roots, understanding how things, because we really have to be connected to our environment, because we are just a product of our environment. So for that, we really have to understand, we need the skills to be really able to, even we don't speak, to understand and to be connected. So the language is really more important. That's why one of the reason, and also because, as I was saying, I really want our government to start teaching most of those important languages, because beside language, we have our roots, we have our culture, we have everything on it. But it's also really, really rich, every language, you know, musically. And it's like when you take a melodies, the same melody, sing it in Bassa, in French, or in English, everyone going to change because of intonation, you know, accent of every language. And for me, it's like an opportunity to sing in this language that no one have understood, you know, never hear in the world. So bringing the new intonation with my languages in the melodies, for me, is just something amazing. Mm-hmm. And also in France, they already have Johnny Hallyday singing in French. How do you want me to sing? Who going to sing in Bassa?
Right, yeah. So is there a particular poetic phrase in Bassa for maybe one of your songs, or in general, that maybe you could translate for us, or something that, you know, sometimes certain languages express things better than other languages. Is there something you want to tell us about from one of your...
But so, you know, it's complicated to translate in another language. Because it's typical, you know, from the language, and that's really, and this is also what I really love singing in languages, because there are some words, some, and when I started singing Bassa, I did something that I went in the villages, and I saw my grandfather and some other old men in the village, and I started to learn another bassa, because in the village it's not the same bassa like in the city. Mm-hmm. In the city it's really soft. We in some French and English right. world. But in and sometime in our village you can listen to a conversation between two old men. You won't understand nothing because they are speaking with a proverb, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Wow. You know?
And you can be there listening to them speaking and you won't understand nothing,
right.
You know. Yeah. And so I went there to learn all those things, and I used it in my songs.
Oh, yeah?
As well.
So maybe a proverb we could bassa proverb we could just try. It won't be translated that well, but what's
for example, when we say for example in a song like Wap Do Wap, you know, I'm talking about the fact that people are leaving villages to the city.
Right.
Every mm-hmm. young people are going to the city because mm-hmm. they are thinking that being cool, being rich, being sure. you know, is just leave your village, mm-hmm. leave everything you have there to go to the city.
Right.
And in this song, just to say that I'm just, you know, like painting some scenes. Mm. You know that in a big room you have. You have how do you call it? La chèvre, comment ça s'appelle?
The goat.
Hmm?
The goat?
Yes, okay. You have the goat in the room, the main room.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there were no one there. And in the school, you have a teacher who's sleeping in the middle of the room, you know. And I say that there is a... an old man in the middle of the villages with trees falling, mm. you know. So, yes.
Just painting the picture.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Painting the picture just to say that because there was no one. There
wow.
is no one there.
Right, right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite an image, actually,
yes.
A goat in the middle of the room.
So that's why sometimes you can find that some young people don't really understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
Because, they don't speak like this.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So... this is really how I really love to, I really, I used to talk, to speak and to write in bassa. And also I'm saying in this song that there is a bird in our village, what is really like a really bad bird. And this bird, I'm saying that, yes, finally, there is a guy with a bird, and this bird came and did something here in... on his
oh,
head.
Right.
And this bird...
He went to the bathroom on his
yes,
head.
Yes, and
yeah.
this bird, when this bird is touching you, it's like, man, it's finished for you, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm saying that finally, the guys who leave the villages was just touched by this bird, you know. Yeah. Pancho Nilong, you le bayi petoyo, bani vilmbay, you le baye ningi. On meri ni gabe, yani dini mispo. Did it if dip 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 Toyo, Minga, Mimba, yes. Baso Bani, il betomo. Mongerini Gabe,
yani ri ni mis bo di ri ri ni ti 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 ro di ri ni ti 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 ro di ri ri ni ti 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 ro di ri ri ni ti 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 ro
Looks like we got to wrap it up, but I have one more quick question, because I know you were like quite a guitarist, more of a session guitarist, so I'm just curious if you could tell me about what overlap do you see in African guitar styles and Skip James's guitar? You know, what do you see? Is there what are the links there, and what is maybe particularly unique to African American guitar style that maybe does not is not in blues, if anything?
Yeah, but you know, as the album was inspired by Skip James, and I was looking for something really sounding really middle, really old, you know, and as Skip James was just was for me was a killer, just with one guitar, just with his guitar and his vocal,
right.
You know, he was killing everything, and I was looking something sounding like you know, really like really old guitar in Africa, you know, some traditional guitar. The banjo for me was I thought about the banjo when I was looking for this guitar sounding like this. And Skip James for me was really playing like we have an old man in my village who was going to a village to another, from a village to another, just to sing. It was the only event there, and we were calling him Morilung. It was the first time I made a guitar, and I wasn't, and that, and then I wanted to play to this instrument because I was living with an uncle, really, really, really tough guy. He was never smiling, you know. He was every day. He was working hard and was like, you know, like in the hunger every day. And one day, this guy come to the village. He was an old man, you know, going to the village, one village to another, was playing kind of blues and singing. And he came to the village, and I saw my uncle start smiling. So, and I say, come on, man, I need this thing.
You know? Wow.
And this was the first time I really fall in love with guitar, because I was saying to myself that this instrument, man, can make my uncle smile, you know. And Skip James really remind me of this guy, the way he was playing the guitar. It's exactly as Bantu music, you know, because in Africa, sometimes we used to forget that we have different kind of music, different kind of blues. In West Africa, it's not the same. In Mali, sure. Senegal, Guinea, we don't really have the same melodies like in Central Africa, because in Central Africa we are Bantu, and the blues, Bantu blues, is completely different from pentatonic blues from West, you know, Africa. Exactly. And Skip James for me was sounding like really like Bantu guys, and at the beginning it was like he was speaking in a language from somewhere, and the guitar, the way he was playing the guitar, it was exactly like, you know,
wow,
the old guy from my village. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know you got a lot on your plate. You got to catch a bus or a plane or something, so I'll let you pack up. But maybe next time you're in New York, we'll keep the conversation going. But thanks again. Really beautiful album, beautiful concert. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, keep it going.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Peace.
Angel un cos y angel in om long un bongol one waranom male puño un manti wanin male puño Pour vous soire Bilati we makono John Bengen in longe Iri om umongu Ongeri nengese Dilama bule bonjel Thank you.